Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Samach, and today's shiur is being learned Le'ili Nishmas Mali Rabinowitz, Jerry Rabinowitz's mother. Her neshama is Evan Aliyah. The yard site was Thursday, April 30th, yesterday. Yitzhak Hashem, her neshama should have an Aliyah from our learning, along with all the other neshamas that we learned for. Now, in yesterday's Gemara, we tried to reconcile our Mishnah, which said that if a woman goes out with a tabas she'ena lehel chosam, a signet ring is a tabas she'yesha lehel chosam, a tabas she'ena lehel chosam is a regular ring. So it says a woman's not allowed to go out with a regular ring because she may come to take it off on Shabbos and show it to her friends, and therefore the rabbis made gzeira. Now, in this situation, however, the Mishnah said that only if it's ena lehel chosam is there a rabbinical decree against wearing it. Implication being that if there was a signet ring, then it would be an Issa D'Oraisa, because that's not a tachshit, that's not a jewelry, that is a masui, that would be a burden for her to carry, that's something that's not considered a tachshit. So that's what our Mishnah said. But then we brought down another Mishnah from Kalim, and the Mishnah in Kalim, as opposed to our Mishnah in Shabbos, said that an example of a tachshit of a woman, tachshite noshim, we said included all types of tabos, Bein she'yesh aleh chosam, bein she'en aleh chosam. So how do you reconcile the two? Our Mishnah says that it's not considered a tachshit if it's a signet ring, and the Mishnah in Kalim says it is considered a tachshit. So yesterday we gave teretz number one, which we said there's two different opinions. One is the opinion of Nehemiah, one is the opinion of the Chachamim. And we won't go through that again, but that was teretz number one. So now, on the Amud Aleph, we pick up Rava Omar. We see this four lines from the top with teretz number two. Rava Omar, L'tzadim k'tani. We're talking here about two different statements in the Mishnah and Kalim, and we read them as one statement, but it's really applicable to two different things. Now, what is that? It says, Yeshal el chosem. That was referring to the tachshit ish. A man, it's a tachshit for him to wear a signet ring. However, Einal el chosem, that was referring to tachshit isha. Only that one is a woman's clothing. So, when it said, a woman's ornament, when it said that Tachshit Einoshim, the only part that was Tachshit Einoshim was referring to the non-signet ring, the tabas that didn't have a chosim on it. And when it said that it becomes Tameh, if you wear it, it's Makabel Tumah, that was referring to the Tachshit of the man, which is Tachshit Deish, which was the signet ring. Nice simple teretz number two. Now, teretz number three, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Omar, a different teretz. He says, our Mishnah is dealing with carrying, and the Mishnah in Kalim is dealing with Tumah. So Rav Nachman says, that's the answer between the two. Tumah, a Shabbos, Koramis. You're asking me a Shaila from Shabbos, which deals with carrying, and can she go out with it on Shabbos, versus the Mishnah in Kalim, which deals with Tumah. So the two have nothing to do with each other. Why? In regards to Tumah, it says, Kli Masa Amar Rachmana. If something has to be capable of Mekabel Tumah, it must be something that is made. It's a Kli Maisa. Ukliu, and whether it's a signet ring for a man or for a signet ring that is talking about a woman, it's a kli. So therefore, it's mekabel tumah. It has nothing to do with whether a man wears it or a woman wears it. It is a kli, and therefore it's mekabel tumah, because it's independent of who's wearing it. It in and of itself is a kli. That's why the Mishnah in Kalim says that it's mekabel tumah, because it's a kli. However, in regards to Hilcha Shabbos, that's only a problem of carrying. So Mishum Masoya Marachmana, the Torah says it's not a carry on Shabbos. So if there's a chosim on it, a woman doesn't carry that because she doesn't normally wear it. So therefore what's considered carrying is a problem. Ain't allowed chosim, but if it doesn't have a chosim, it's not considered a masui, it's not considered a burden, and therefore it's a takshit. And therefore, that's why she's allowed to carry it midoraisa, and it's only the rabbis who came along and said midorabbanan. So again, Ein olel chosim, it's a tachshit. Yesh olel chosim, it's a masui. That explains our Mishnah very well. Our Mishnah has nothing to do with the Mishnah in Kalim, which deals with Tumah and Tara. So these are the three terutzim, one from yesterday and two from today, to reconcile our Mishnah with the Mishnah in Kalim. Then we quote our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "V'lo b'machad she'ena nekuva." A woman, we said, midrabanan, can't go out with a machad, a needle that doesn't have an eye to it. It doesn't have a hole to it, because if it has an eye to it, then that's a real burden. That's a real utensil that has no purpose. But here, if it has no eye, so then there'd be no Issa D'Oraisa, because it's not used as a sewing tool, and therefore it's only midrabanan we're concerned over here. Now, l'may chazia, what purpose does such a needle have that we're concerned about it one way or the other? So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, hol v'isha ogeres basara. You know what a woman does with such a needle? She essentially keeps her hair, Rashi says, she normally keeps her hair tightly underneath her cover, her hair cover, her svacher, her hat, and therefore, karcho saviv hamachat v'tocheves hamachat b'svacha mitachtel shel yirasara. Any of the hairs that would be coming out from this hairnet, so this needle keeps them in place. It's something, I guess, like a bobby pin that keeps the hairs back inside and doesn't let it come out. Shmuel says, if that's the case, so Amalei Abayi, so Abayi tells his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, so then why would there be a problem? V'teve kibiris tahora, this should be just like something called the kibiris. This biris is, Rashi says, is kimin etzado shosel shokel. This is some sort of a band that she uses to keep her socks up, to keep her stockings up on her thigh. So I guess we would call it a garter belt. And he says, this is the hot gun, shelo yiplu aragla, so her stockings don't fall down. So that's allowed. This biris is permitted because there's zero concern. She's going to take this off and show it to a friend because then her stockings are going to fall down. So therefore, just like you're allowed to wear this biris on Shabbos, the tishteri, Abayi says to his Rebbe of Yosef, this woman's not taking out this pin from her hair because otherwise her hair would become visible, which she obviously doesn't want because that's not allowed. So he says, Taki, you're right. And says, Ella, you know what the reason why our Mishnah, the rabbis came along and said, the machashen and the kuvi, you can't go out mid the rabbanon? Letegema, Rav Adar Narsha, that's the name of a place, Narsha. So Rav Adar, who came from this place, Narsha, said in front of Rav Yosef, commanded Rav Yosef, Hol visha cholek is basara. Now, the way Rashi understands this, the woman is going to comb her hair with this needle. Rashi says, lekanu lekan. She separates, it's like a part. She'll make some of the hair go to the left, some of the hair go to the right. Be'em tzarosha, it's like a part in the middle. And therefore, the problem is, b'shabbos l'may chazya, so then why would a woman be allowed to use this on Shabbos? Rashi says over here, you're not allowed to comb your hair on Shabbos. Eino cholek is sara on Shabbos. Tosfos has a whole different understanding. Tosfos says you are allowed to, under certain situations, comb your hair. Leaving that aside, Rashi's understanding is, so you're telling me, Rav Adar Narsha, that the reason why midaraisa she's allowed to go and put this is because she combs her hairs with it, but you're not allowed to comb your hair on Shabbos. So Amar Rav, Rav says, no. You're dealing over here with a needle that's like two-sided to it. Tas shozov yesh la rosha. This machat over here that doesn't have an eye to it does have a piece of gold, has some sort of a bar of gold on one end, like a tas is like a strip of gold on one end. So one end is an ornament and the other end you use to comb your hair. So b'chol, cholek is bosara. On a weekday, you're right, it's mostly used as a comb to part her hair. However, b'Shabbos, they still would use it, v'nichosa kineged padachta. She would go and put it on her forehead, and in this way, the gold would be like jewelry. And therefore, the rabbi said, midaraisa, you're allowed to do this, but midarabbanan were concerned that you're going to come take it off and show it to your friend. Therefore, shema, you may come and carry it, dalet amos b'shus harabim. The rabbi said, don't use it. That's the machat, she'eino nekuva, why you can't use it, and what its purpose was, midaraisa, that you are allowed to use it. Next Mishnah. Mishnah tells us additional things that you can't get with on Shabbos. Now, the first one will be a little bit strange, and it will be a Maisa Shoy in the Gemara that will explain it. So the first one is, Lo Yetzia Ish Besandol HaMesumar. A person isn't allowed to go on Shabbos with, I'll call it cleats. This is basically a type of a hard shoe. The sandal that they're talking about is a wooden shoe, and you would have basically the top part that had to be connected to the hard wooden bottom part, and they would connect it with these nails. Now these nails went through and through, so they functioned as cleats and going through the bottom of the sole, and this is called a sandal hamesumar. I'll call it a cleat shoe. So therefore, you're not allowed to go out with this. Now that would be because of a ma'isa shohaya. The Gemara will explain what that ma'isa shohaya was, what happened over here, that the rabbis would go with it, because certainly min daraisa, there's no problem wearing a shoe. Then it tells us additional types of footwear that are a problem. You're not allowed to go out with one sandal on. You are going to have a problem over here because people are going to look at you foolish and say you're wearing one shoe, and you're going to end up taking it off and carrying it. Gemara will explain all of these things. I'll just give you the highlights over here. So Gemara says you can't go out biyochid with a single sandal on your foot, only bisman she'ein b'raglo maka, as long as like your other foot doesn't have a maka. Actually, the Gemara will have a discussion as to which foot you wear the sandal on. Some suggest that you wear it to make the maka feel better. Others say bedafki, you wear it on the other foot because you can't wear it on the foot with the maka. Again, we'll get to the Gemara for that. So you can't go out normally, if a person's healthy, with just one shoe on, one sandal on, because people are going to look at you like you're crazy, and you'll end up taking it off and carrying it. V'lo b'tefillin. Person can't go out with tefillin. Gemara will explain exactly why you can't go out with your tefillin on Shabbos as well. You can't go out on Shabbos wearing an amulet. A kameya is something that was put together to ward off certain diseases or problems. And if it's not made by a mumcha, an expert in making these kameyas, so then it's carrying because it serves no purpose. It's not an adornment. And therefore, it only is allowed to be worn if you're wearing it and it was made from an expert, from a mumcha. Likewise, the Mishnah then tells us three things you can't go out with that are all, Rashi says, are all big day chayolim, they're all soldiers' items, and the Gemara will explain why you can't go out with them as well. V'lo b'shiryom, this is like a coat of armor. V'lo b'kazda, that's with a helmet of armor. V'lo b'magafayim, this is like shin armor that you wear to protect different parts of your body. And the Gemara again will explain what the problem is wearing this on Shabbos. Again, all of these are not osim d'oraisa because they're all worn. You're not carrying them, you're wearing them. So the question is, why do the rabbis gozer in each situation that you can't wear them on Shabbos? And in all of them, as I pointed out, v'im yotza, enu chayv chatas. With all of them, since it's not an issa daraisa, it's only a gzera de rabbanan, if you did go out with any of them on Shabbos, you're obviously not going to be chayv a chatas. So we go to the Gemara, and the Gemara tells us this sandal ha-mesumer, what happened? And we'll have three versions of this story. So sandal ha-mesumer, my time up. What is the reason that you can't go out with a sandal ha-mesumer on Shabbos? So, the Gemara tells us the first answer is from Shmuel. The first explanation of what the story was from Shmuel. Amr Shmuel, Shilfei ha-gzeira hayu. Rashi says, Shilfei ha-gzeira means Bnei Adam ha-nishmati ben ha-gzeira hayu. These were persecuted Jewish people that were running away from a bad gzeira that the government had decreed upon us, Nebuch, for a change. So, these were people that were running away from these vicious decrees of the persecuting government. Vayu nechaboyim b'mara, and they were hiding out in a cave, out in the fields. The Amru, and they had a rule. They said, Hanichnas ikones. Anybody wants to come and enter with us, we're certainly happy to take in other people that are refugees and are running away from the oppressing government, and they can join us. Hanichnas ikones. You want to come in, you can come in. However, Vayotze, but you can't leave. Vayotze al Yetze, you can't leave because we're afraid. When you leave, you don't know who's watching. When you're coming in, you can make sure nobody's watching you. Slip inside to the cave. But when you're leaving, as you walk outside, they could be watching you and they'll come in and kill all the people inside the cave. So they had a rule. You can come in, but you can't go out. Now, one time, Nefach Sandalo Shel Echemehen. When the person came in, so there were footprints. You could see that there were footprints coming in. Now, a shoe, you can tell which way the person is walking by the way the shoe is facing, one way versus the other. But that's our shoes can only be worn in one way. This Sandal Hamesumar, however, could be interchangeable. Seems to be open at both ends, and you could put your foot in with the top part being the right way, or you could put the top part towards the bottom part, and the foot would be facing the wrong way if you look at the footprints. So therefore, this sandal ha-mesumer was worn by somebody the wrong way. Nefach sandalu shlechmehen. Somebody came inside, but when he stepped on the sand outside the cave, it actually looked like he was going outside because of the way the foot was reversed, the shoe was reversed. And therefore, when people saw this, they said, somebody left the cave. Kisurunheim echonheim yatza. And they got terrified because now they thought that a persecuting government would see that somebody had left the cave and would come in and kill them all. They were afraid that the enemy had seen them. And they were about to attack. So quickly in their bamboozlement over here, in their fear, what did they do? Dohaku. They said, they're going to come inside and kill us. Dohaku zebezeh. So they went and pushed like a stampede. And they're wearing these cleats. They're wearing these very sharp shoes. And in their rush to get out, so they stampeded. And the stomach of somebody fell. And they stepped on them. And they stepped on them with these pointy cleats. And Nebuch, more people were killed over here by these cleats than were by the enemy. So therefore, because of this Maisa Shahaya, Chazal said, you can't wear such a sandal on Shabbos. Now, Ben Yehuda has an interesting idea. He says that why did this bedafka happen over here, you're saying, on Shabbos? So that's the simple understanding. But he says that the rabbi should have been goes there, that you can't wear it at all. Why should the wearing it on Shabbos make a difference? You shouldn't be allowed to do it at all. So the rabbi said they didn't want to be goes there all 7 days. So they said, let's go there one day. But because the persecution was about Hilcha Shabbos, they were persecuting Jews not to observe Shabbos. So therefore, the rabbi said, to remind ourselves of this incident, we're going to be goes there. The one day should be Shabbos, and you shouldn't wear this sandal mesumer. Very beautiful Ben Yoyada. In any event, that's explanation number one of this story. Gemara has a second interpretation. Rabbi Eloi ben Elazar Omer, he says this is the Maisa Shoya. B'mara Yoshua, they were just in a cave over here. V'shamu kol me'al gabehem ha'ora. It has nothing to do with the footprints, the case number one. The people were in the cave and they heard the enemy above them. V'shamu kol me'al gabehem ha'ora. And they thought, Kisurin ha'yushu ba'alei ma'ivim. They thought the enemy was attacking them. They were just people walking on the stump on the top. And therefore, in their fear again, dachu guzeh b'zeh, they were so afraid that they again stampeded out. And they stepped on some people. V'har guzeh zeh yoser, mimash ha'argu b'hen oivim. Nebuch killed more people with this spiked shoe, this cleats that they had on the shoe, than Nebuch would have been killed by the enemy. Just remember back a couple of years ago, there was a Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, in America is a big holiday that people go shopping. I remember there were stampedes and people actually got killed in some of the stores because there was such a desire to go inside. And I always thought of this Gemara over here, as Nebuch, they were so here worried. They weren't going in for sales. They were terrified of being killed by the oppressors. So Nebuch, the people were killed in the stampede. That's the second version. The third version is Rami Bar Yecheskel. Rami Bar Yecheskel says, "Beveis haKnesses leYoshvod." The people were in a shul, not in a ma'ara. The first two cases, they had them in a cave. V'shamu kol me'achor beveis haKnesses. And Nebuch, they heard the goyim outside, and they figured they were going to be attacked. Kisur ma'yushu ba'alei ma'ivim, and they thought the goyim were coming to attack them and kill them. Nebuch, and therefore dachu gzeh b'zeh. Again, they were so fearful and so afraid that they pushed and stampeded, and v'har guzeh zeyosim imash argu ben ayivim, and Nebuch, more people were killed from the stampede than would have been killed even by the enemy. Bottom line is, therefore, the rabbis were gozer, but also sha'amru, whether it was version 1, version 2, or version 3 of this story, Chazal said, the Chachamim said, ayetzi odem esad alam esumar, you can't go out with this type of a spiked shoe, a cleat over here on Shabbos. Shmuel says, wait a second, yachi, b'chol nami litzar, so then you shouldn't allow it on a weekday also. Shmuel says, ma'isa ki hava b'shabbos hava. The ma'isa was on Shabbos. And therefore, that's why the rabbi said this only is to be a reminder of that event that it was on Shabbos. Again, I brought down the Ben Yehuda that said this wasn't just on Shabbos. It could have been on any one of the days, but b'dafka, they wanted to remind themselves of the fact that the gzeru was against Shabbos. Okay, so Gemara says that's why you don't wear the sandal hamasumer on Shabbos. So then, b'yontif lishteri. So Gemara says, if that's the case, so then on yontif you should be able to wear a sandal hamasumer. So how come you can't? Alom l'tanan, how come we learned that the Mishnah? Mishnah tells us, now this Mishnah is being quoted over here from Beitza, but we turn to the Amud Beis. The Gemara in Beitza starts off talking about something else, which our Mishnah quotes here. Now, if you look in Oz Beis, in the on the side, so it tells us that you delete this. That's the Marshal telling you over here to go and delete this. But that's it's not wrong, but we can again read it because it's correct, but it has nothing to do with our Gemara. So the first part of that Mishnah tells us, Mishachin Kelim Yontif, you're allowed to go send somebody a garment or some sort of a kli on Yontif. And this is true, Bein Tfurim, Bein She'enan Tfurim, whether the garment over here is in fact fully sewn and ready to be worn, or it's not fully sewn, but it still could be used in some way. That's simple. That's the understanding of the first part of the Mishnah. It has nothing to do with our Gemara, so we'll leave it at that. However, that Mishnah in Beitza continues, it says, Avolo sandal hamasumar, but you're not allowed to send somebody this cleated shoe, this spike shoe over here, the sandal hamasumar. And now that's the question for us, obviously. Below minol she'eno tofer b'yontif. And likewise, you can't send somebody a shoe that can't be worn. It's totally not sewn up yet. So therefore, that also is not like we sent on yontif. You only have to send somebody something on yontif that can be used on yontif. Now, our interest over here is not in the first or the last part, but in the middle part, avolos sandal mesumar. So you're not allowed to wear the sandal mesumar on yontif, but the ma'isa shoya was on Shabbos. Shmuel says, B'Shabbos my time. Why did the rabbis go there on Shabbos? The Ika Kenufia, because there's a large amount of people. There's a big gathering over here. Kenufia is a gathering, a large amount of people all together. So that's why on Shabbos, the rabbi said, we don't want you to wear this sandal hamesumar because it could cause Nebuch a disaster. Same thing, B'yontif Nami Ika Kenufia. Even though that wasn't the Maisha Sahaya, nevertheless, it's very similar. So just like the reasoning was on Shabbos, there are large crowds. So don't let people wear this sandal, I'm assuming, because it could cause, Rechman Olsan, somebody get stepped on and hurt. So to on Yontif, you have the same things applying. Well, it says, if that's the case, then we should aser anytime we have a large gathering of people. So Tanis Sibur Ika Kinufya on the Tanis Sibur, when the people go out, they had set Tanis Sibur's for lack of rain. They would go out the first three times, then another three times, another three times, and seven times. Then we have the other Tanisim Sibur that we're more familiar with. So the people would get out in these large public areas. So the rabbi should have asked you to wear a sandal masumer in those large public gatherings as well. Lists are, they should have said it's also, but it's not. Shmuel says, no. The reason why Shabbos and Yontif, they're not allowed to wear a sandal masumer, because Maisa ki havi b'chinufya di Yisura, because those gatherings that the rabbis were concerned about occurred on days that you're not allowed to do malacha. Kinufya di Yisura, on days where there was gathering, there was no malacha allowed to be done. So Shabbos and Yontif, you're not allowed to do malacha. Hocha kinufya de terava. On a fast day, well, it's a sad day, you're allowed to do malacha. So therefore, the similarity ends when you compare Shabbos and Yontif to the Tainus. Even though they're gatherings, on Shabbos and Yontif, it's a gathering where you're not allowed to do malacha, and on Tainus, it's a day that you can do malacha. And the Gemara says, even Afilu Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, even if you go according to the opinion of Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, who said, he says, when we make a gzeira, we make it exactly the way it was. Now, what is this talking about? So Rashi explains over here. If you go look in the parak in Chagiga called Chomer Bakodesh, there once was a person who carried Mechatos, the Efer Chatos, in a boat traveling across the Yarden. And then it turned out that on this boat there was a Kezias of a Meitzah that was in the boat, in the Karkiosel Shosvina, in the bottom floor of the boat, and the Mechatos got Tomei, the Nitmu, it became Tomei. And therefore the rabbi said, Agzeira, since this problem happened, Lo yavir oda mechatas misvina, never carry mechatas on a boat, below ala gesher, or even on a bridge. Lo yashitim al pinyam, don't even float them across on a water, in a raft or something. And this is true whether you're doing it in the yarde, nechad shar naros, any place else. The rabbi said, since this problem happened here, so we'll make this situation any way that's even remotely like it, any boat, any river, any body of water, and not even on a boat, if you're crossing the body of water on a bridge. But along comes Rechanina over here, Rechanina, and Kiva, he said, no, the rabbis made the gzeira, it was on the Yarden, it was on a boat. And therefore, it's only on a boat on the Yarden that this gzeira applies, that you can't go carry mechatas on a boat crossing the Yarden. But on a bridge you can, and certainly all the other rivers you can, because it's not exactly the way it happened. And only me'ein hama'ora, only exactly the way it happened, is where the rabbis would go there. So now we can understand the Gemara. Gemara says, "Vapilu Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva." Even according to his opinion, it says, "Damar lo asra la biyadi masvina." Then in this case of the mechatas, the only problem the rabbi said is exactly, you shouldn't do this again, is when you're on a boat crossing the Yarden. Ucha ma'isa shahaya, just like it was. So too, one would have thought in the case of the sandal and masumer, it would only be on Shabbos, just like it was. No, the Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. Hani mili Yarden, the shiny Misharin Haros. The Yarden is different than from other rivers. It is, you know, in some places, you can walk across it very easily. In other places, it's very wide. So, as Rashi points out over here, Birochav Oba'omek, it's different in its width and in its depth than many other types of rivers. So, it's unique. And therefore, something that's unique only applies in the Yarden and the Svin, according to Rechinin and Akiva. However, Avayonta Vishabis. There's not much of a difference between the Yontif and Shabbos, as we've learned the famous Mishnah in Megillah. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that none ain't been Yontif le Shabbos ela ochel nefesh uvat. That Shabbos and Yontif, they're identical in the prohibitions. The only thing that you're allowed to do on Yontif, there are actually a couple of other things as well, but Yontif is different than Shabbos, and you can cook on Yontif. You'll have to go make food on Yontif, which you can't do on Shabbos. Otherwise, they're the same. So therefore, when the story happened with the sandal masumer on Shabbos, so then it includes Yontif as well, even according to the opinion of Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. Now let's discuss this sandal masumer a little bit more. The Gemara says, "Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo shanu el lechazek." The only time that you're not allowed to wear a sandal masumer is if these nails that are in the cleats that are in the shoe over here are made lechazek. They are done to strengthen the sole being attached to the upper part. So Rashi says, Shemis Marosov, the nails, Nasu Lechazeka Ekev, Shekorim Sol, the bottom part, which is made over here out of wood, is going to have nails put through it. Im Hapanosa, on the top part, Shekorim Infilia, and in this situation, the nails go all the way through the wood. However, that's when it's Lechazek, that's when you're not allowed to do it, because that's like the Maisa Shehoya. Avolinoi, if you're doing it to just make a nice design, you know, you have all sorts of shoes. They have certain tassels on them and certain ornaments on them. So therefore, if it's made linoi, avolinoi, mutter, that is allowed to be worn on Shabbos, even after the gzeira of sandal masur. And how do you define beauty? But kamolinoi, how do you define how many nails are allowed to be put into the sandal to say that it's not lechazik, it's only for beautification purposes? So the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan, I have a machlok. So here, Rav Yochanan says, chomesh bezeh v'chomesh bezeh. You can add up to, not more right now, up to 5 nails in each sandal. So you have on the left sandal and on the right sandal, 5 nails. We'll see in a moment where they are. Rav Chanina says more. Rav Chanina omar, sheva bezeh v'sheva bezeh. No, you can even have up to 7 on each foot, on each sandal. Now, what's going on over here? Amalei Rav Yochanan, who was the one who said 5 nails on each sandal. So he tells his Talmud, Amalei Rav Yochanan, l'Rav Shemen Bar Abba. So he tells Rav Shemen Bar Abba, Asbur l'chach, I'll explain it to you where I say that the 5 nails go and where my colleague, Rabbi Chanina, says the 7 nails go. So he says, Lididi, according to my opinion, that only 5 nails and not more are allowed. Where do they put them? Shtai mikan, ushtai mikan. You have 2, now we're talking about 1 sandal. You have 5 on each sandal. So let's say with the left sandal. You have over here, Rashi tells us, you have shtai mikan, letzad chitzon, on the outer aspect of your left foot, on the left sandal. So you have 2, echad berosha, 1 by the toes, letzad hoetzbos, the echad letzad akeva, and 1 by the heel. So you have 2 nails over here into the wooden bottom of this sandal on the left side of the left sandal, and you have 2 nails, ushtai mikan, it's not pimi, and on the inner aspect, you have what we call the medial aspect, the outer aspect is called the lateral aspect, and on the inner aspect called the medial aspect, you also have 2 nails, one towards the front by the toes, and one towards the back by the heels. So on your left sandal, you have 2, one on the left and one on the right of the toe area, and in the back by the heel area, you have 1 on the left, 1 on the right. And where's the 5th one? Rash, so the Gemara goes and tells us, V'achas b'tars yosef. What is tars yosef? So Rashi says, Ritzu yosef, on the strap that connects, one side to the other side of the sandal, keeps your foot in place. So there you also have one of these nails going in over here. It's a little bit like a thong, where you have the one that goes through right where the strap is and goes into the bottom of the sole. So that's the 5, Rav Yochanan says, that I hold like. And he says to his Talmud, Rav Shem Bar Abba, Rabbi Chanino said 7, he says 3 on each side, Shalosh Mikan, Shalosh Mikan, V'achas V'tars Yosef. Everybody agrees there's 1 in the strap that you need, and then Rabbi Chanino holds not 2 on the left and 2 on the right of the left shoe, and then on the right shoe the same thing, but he says 3 on the left, 3 on the right. Mestama, 1 at the toes, 1 in the middle, and 1 by the heel. Okay. These are the 2 different opinions. Meisve, now these are both Amorayim. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, both Amorayim. So we're going to now question how can they argue the Braisa. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to have a problem because Rabbi Chanina has a Braisa that supports him and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't. So the Gemara says Meisve. We got a problem over here for Rabbi Yochanan. Sandal anote, if you have a sandal over here that is note, it's leaning to one side. In other words, it's not well attached. So what are you allowed to do? Osalo Sheva, you can make 7 nails for it. Divri Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson is a Tana. So this Brisa says that you can put in 7, and it's not yet called the Sandal Masumar. So we have a Tanoic opinion that holds like Rabbi Chanina. Divri Rabbi Nosson. However, you have another opinion, Rabbi Matir Bishloshva. He says even up to 13, it's not called the Sandal Masumar. So we have 2 Tanoic opinions over here, neither which is like Rabbi Yochanan. So Bishlom Rabbi Chanina, he has no problem. Who done like Rabbi Nosson? He holds 7 like Rabbi Nosson. And there's no Amora that mentions like Rebbe, that's 13. El Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kamad. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Rabbi Nosson, who says that you can put in 7, and he doesn't hold like Rebbe, who says you can put in 13. He says only 5. So what's going on? Who does Rabbi Yochanan hold like? Sumar says, no, he also has a Tana. Who do Amar Ki Rabbi Noroi? He holds like the Tana Rabbi Noroi. What is that? The Tana. We have another Braisa. Rabbi Noroi Omer, he's a Tana. He says, Chomish is Mutter. 5 is allowed. Bishevos also. But 7 already makes it a Sandal Misumar. And therefore, that's the Tanoic opinion that Rabbi Yochanan relies upon. So there are really 3 Tanoic opinions, only 2 of which are mentioned by the Amorayim. Notice they all point out odd numbers. So the Mefarshim explain that's because everybody has to have that strap nail, the ones that straps it down. So that's always going to be just one. And whether you want to say it's symmetrical with two or three or a larger number on each side of the left and right aspect of the sandal, so that's why it's always going to be an odd number, because those will always be symmetrical. So it'll be two or three or four or five, whatever it is, on the left and the same number on the right, but that one in the middle is always going to make it into an odd number. Okay. Amalei Eifa. Who is Eifa? So Rashi says the name of a Chacham, and he's the son of Rachva de Pumbedisa. Rabbi Rachva de Pumbedisa, he was his son. Eifa was the son of Rachva de Pumbedisa. In any event, Amalei Eifa, this Talmud Chacham Eifa said, L'Rabba Barachana, he said to him as follows, Aton Tamid Rabbi Yochanan, you guys who are Tamid Rabbi Yochanan, so Avidu Rabbi Yochanan, you should follow Rabbi Yochanan, your Rabbi. However, Anan, we who are not Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan, so we have the right to choose. And Anan, Navid, Kirb, Chanina. And we're going to choose like Rabbi Chanina, the more make opinion. They can even have up to seven. Boy, Mine Rav Huna, Mi Rav Ashi. Rav Huna answered Rav Ashi the following Shalom. Chamesh Mahu. What happens if you have five sandals, five of these Mismarim in the sandal? So that was the question that we had asked. So Amalei, so Rav Ashi tells him, Afilu Shevimutar. He says, not only is five the answer according to Rav Yochanan, but we pass like Rabbi Chanina, and you can even have seven. He then asked again, Teishanai, what's the din with nine? Do we go even up to 13 like Rebbe said? So five, you told me, is good like Rabbi Yochanan, that's for sure. Even seven, you say, like Rabbi Chanina is good. But what about nine? So Rav Ashi answers him back, Amalei, Afilu Shmona is aser. Even eight is not allowed. Certainly nine is not allowed, and anything more than that is not allowed. Mark continues to ask another question. A shoemaker. A ratzona is the guy who works with leather. In other words, a shoemaker over here asks Rav Ami the following shayla. Tefaru mi bifnim mahu. If you have this sandal that's made of wood, and you sew inside of it some sort of a like a material inside, some sort of a leather inside, so you're basically no longer having it as a sandal. Is that allowed, or do we still have the rules over here of a sandal masumar? So Amalei Muti says that's not a problem. It's no longer called a sandal masumar. However, Rav Ami said, I heard this din, and Rashi says, Shamati mi Rav Yochanan, I heard that Rav Yochanan said that it's mutter, but I don't know why. That's what the Gemara says. Rav Ami responded to this question from this shoemaker, and he said, I know it's mutter, however, below Yadana, my time. I don't know why Rav Yochanan said it's mutter. And Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi explains, Rav Ami and Rav Ashi were Amaroyim at the same time, and Rav Ashi explains, he says, you don't know why? It's no longer called a sandal. And therefore, once you sew in this leather inside of it, it loses its shame of being a sandal, and therefore can't be a sandal amasumar. Because the sandal goes with Rabbanon, the minolo goes with Rabbanon. This whole gezerah that the rabbis instituted was only for a sandal hamasumar and not for a minol hamasumar, and therefore there is no problem. More asks another question. Boy, Rav Abba bar Zavda, Rabbi Abba bar Avino. He asked him the following shaila. Aso kimin kalbus mahu. Now, what's a kalbus? So you can look over here in the Guryan Ashas on the side, where it's that semicircular structure. I would say this is something like a staple. Like we have a staple that has two prongs to it, one at each end. Here it's a semicircular staple over here called the kalbus. And if you use this instead of the nails, the normal spiked nails, so is it still called the sandal hamishumor or not? So a soul came in kalbus mao. If you made each of the nails over here, not as an individual nail, but it basically you bent it, so each nail now is like two nails. It's a semicircular staple type of a nail. Is that called the sandal hamishumor? So Amalei, so Rabba Ravina responds back to him, and he says, Mutter, it's allowed, not a problem, because, as Rashi says over here, it's not dealing over here, hov in ishtanami shamismar, it's not a normal sandal mishumar. The logos relami ain't amora. The rabbis only made exera if it was exactly like the Maaseh Shehoya, which was a regular spike or cleat, not a curved double spike. So therefore, it's Mutter. It my name, Yom Rav Yosef Rechanina. Rav Yosef Rechanina said the exact same thing. Asokim in kalbus mutter. If you bake each of the nails and make it bent over in half, so it's like a double nail, it's allowed because it's not a sandal masumar. Amar Rishayish says likewise. Chipo kulo bimesmaros. If you made entirely filled with nails over here. So you embedded nails throughout the entire sole. So now, why would you do that? Kidei shelo tehei karka ochalto. This way, the sole never touches the ground. So it's not going to get eaten away or rotted by the ground. So you make basically cleats along the entire thing. People have golf shoes or they wear something like that. It doesn't wipe out. It doesn't rub out. They're getting good traction without even touching the sole. So it's filled with cleats over here. That's why football players, people want to get good traction. So it's not going to eat up the bottom of the sole because there's so many cleats over here. Kidei shelo tehei karka ochalto. That's also perfectly good. Now, why? So the answer is because it's not the sandal hamasuma that we were talking about. And the Gemara brings down Rosh Hashanah Amora, so Tanya Kavasi Rosh Hashanah. We have a brisa in support of exactly of this concept that Rosh Hashanah just said. What's the brisa? Lo yetzei ish b'sandal masumer. We just learned that you're not allowed to go out with a sandal masumer, and it tells us not only can you go out with it in the Shusha Rabbim, you can't even wear it in your house. Lo yitayal b'bayis l'bayis. You can't even go from one house to another house, even if you're not concerned that you're going to go and wear it into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. No, we are concerned because that's the gzera. You're not allowed to wear this in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So therefore, don't even go from one house to another house. And even, I feel mita l'mita, even in the same house, from one bed to another bed, from one room to another room, you're not allowed to go and do it. The rabbi said, don't wear the sandal masumer b'Shabbos. However, Abul Matavon also, it's not muktzah, as Rashi says, the Torah's kliyolov. It is a shoe. Now, it is not being used as a shoe, obviously, because you're not allowed to wear it, but you can use it for something else. So that's what the Bryce tells us over here, Abul Matavon also, l'chasuz bo'as ha'kli. You can use it to cover up something. Or, lismoch bo'kari mita. You could put the bed to lean on it to straighten out the bed, that it shouldn't be on a slant. So, therefore, it's a kli shel latul iser. You're not allowed to wear this. The rabbi said, don't wear this, but you're allowed to use it. Letzoch gufo makomo. And therefore, it's allowed. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Along comes the laws of Rosh Shimon, says, oser. No, absolutely not. You're not allowed to go and be metaltal it. Why? Because he's oser it in this situation. Because as Rashi says, dilma oser lenola. Once you're allowed to go put it to hold up your bed, support the bed frame, because it's a little bit on a slant, or you need to cover it up in a kli, you say, I'll put it on my foot and I'll wear it, and you'll be over. That's what Allah's Rosh Hashanah says, is Oser. However, everybody agrees, Noshu Rov Mismarosov, if most of the cleats have fallen out, the nails have fallen out, and the Nishtaya Bo Arbo Chomish only left with four or five. Where it says, if you tell me that most of them fell out, why are you mentioning four or five over here? We'll get to that in a moment. So the Brisa says, however, if most of the nails have fallen out, and or you have four or five left over here, mutter, then even Rosh Shimon Lazar would say that you're allowed to go and wear it in this situation, because this is absolutely no longer right, like the sandal masumah that they were talking about for the Gzeira. Now, the opinion over here is four or five. Rebbe Matir Acheva, Rebbe says even if there's seven nails, then it's no longer, up to seven nails, it's no longer called a sandal hamishumar. Now, before Rebbe said 13, we'll have to explain why here only seven before he said 13. Then the Braisa continues, Chipa ba'or milamata, if you put leather on the bottom of the sole over here. Now, the bottom of the sole was wood. But here, if you put leather over there, the kovalo masmoros malamala, and now you put in nails on top of it, and they go through mutter, then it's not called a sandal amasumer anymore. Because in this situation, it's not a sandal, because it has this leather piece over here. Likewise, also kimin kalbus, if you put in nails over here like a kalbus, o kimin tas, tas is a certain like a wider, Rashi says. Kimin tas, Rashi says, aso l'rosh samer rochav kimin tas. It's wide. It's not a pointy one. Osho aso chad kimin yosed. Or you make it very, very sharp. That's kimin tas or kimin yosed. So those types of nails aren't the normal nails of a sandal mashumah. They're also allowed. Or osho chifol kulo b'mismaros. Or you filled it up entirely with nails over here. Kidei shelo tehei karka ochalto, as we had before. That's the raya to Rav Sheshes. That's what Rav Sheshes says before. You put in so many cleats over here that the sole doesn't touch the ground. The price is Tanya Kavasi, the Rav Sheshes. It says the exact thing that he said. Kidei shelo tehei karka ochalto mutter. Ah, this is the Tanya Kavasi to Rav Sheshes. But now the Gemara says, internally in this price, okay, well, it supported Rav Sheshes, there were some internal contradictions. Hagufakashi, the Gemara says, wait a second. The price said, Amretz, Noshurov, Basarosov, only if the majority of the nails came out, or is it no longer called the Sandal Masumer? Afogad, the Nishtairu, Beituva. Even though it could be, let's say there were 50 nails, and if 26 of them came out, so you're still left over here with 24. That's way more than 4 or 5. It seems to say, if the majority came out, so you're okay. But then, only if there's 4 or 5, it's very low, but more than 4 or 5, no. So it seems to be an internal contradiction. Shmuel says, not necessarily so. Rav Sheshes himself, the Brisa was in support of him. He's the one that reconciles the Brisa. Rav Sheshes Lokasha, when we said the majority comes out, kan shenigmimu, We're talking over here that the nails were all the way down to the sole. So they were flush now with the sole. So then a person can see that this isn't the sandal HaMasuma that it originally was. So there's something recognizable here. So even though you have many of these nails, but they're clearly not a sandal HaMasuma because they're not going through and through. They're flush with the surface of the sole. So that's why if the majority are gone, you can see that it's not a sandal HaMasuma because they're flush with the bottom of the sole. However, Kancha Nekru, where the rabbi said you can only have four or five, it's when the other nails were taken out. Now, there's not going to be anything different about the nails that are left behind. That's why you can only have four or five. This mistama is like the Shita of Yochanan that says five. Now, the Gemara says, Arbo Chameish Mutter. But the Bryce said four or five are good. So, Hashto Chameish Shari, if five are good, so certainly Arbo Mi Boy, why are you telling me four? If five are allowed, then certainly four are allowed. So Amar Ruchis says, no, the two different types of sandals over here. Arba b'sandal katan. We're dealing over here with a sandal that's small and it doesn't have the strap on it. And therefore, only four nails are necessary, two on the left, two on the right. And the chamesh b'sandal gadol. The bigger sandal needs that strap in the middle and therefore it needs a minimum of five. So four or five, we're talking about two different types of sandals. Then the Gemara said, "Rebbe Matirat Sheva." In the Brisa, Rebbe says seven, but before Rebbe said 13. Votanya, Rebbe Matirat Shloshesrei. So what's the reason why here he only allows up to seven, and previously said up to 13? The Gemara says, "No, to shiny, because when he said 13, so that was only in a situation where it was leaning. Here it's not leaning, so only seven." As Rashi says, "Shakul and Srichlo lehashavoso v'enoch mehem lechazik." In that situation, it's clear that all 13 are needed when it's leaning, because it's not to strengthen it over there, it's to even it out. But over here, it's not talking about nota, so then more than seven looks like it's a sandal mesumer and it wouldn't be allowed. Aye, once you give me this teretz, hashto diosis lahachi, now that you gave me this teretz, it's the difference between nota and not nota, so Rav Yochanan, nami lo kasha. So now we don't have a kasha with Rav Yochanan as well. He says nota shiny. When is seven? So that's when you have it nota. But if you don't have it nota, then it's only five. So we don't have to say that Rav Yochanan only goes according to the Tana Rabbi Nehorai, but he could even go according to the Tana Rabbi Nassan, who said seven. Mark continues and says, Amar Rav Masna, Rav Nassa said, Amar Le, others say it was Amar Rav Achduvoy Bar Masna, his son. Amar Rav Masna said in the name of the father, Ein Halachik Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. We don't paskin over here like Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. Gemara says, duh, of course we know that pshita. Yochid Rabbim, when you have an individual like Rulaz or Rishimon arguing with the Chachamim, so we always pass it like the Rabbim. Yochid Rabbim, Lochid Rabbim. So why do you have to tell me that? We never find somebody saying something that's obvious. So Gemara says, not so obvious. Ma'udatam, I might have said, you know, Taka, Mistabra, time of the Rulaz or Rishimon, Baha is correct. The reasoning behind Rulaz or Rishimon's opinion is that if you allow the person to be metaltalit, he's going to come to wear it. That's Taka, very strong Svara. And therefore, you might have thought that even though the Rabbim disagree with it, he has a good Svara, we should pass it like the Yochid, Kamash Rulan. That's why Rav Masdor, his son, came along and said that the Aloch is not like Rabbi Loza, but Rabbi Shimon. Kamash Rulan. That's why you have to tell it to us. Finally, Amar Ruchia, Ilab de Koroli Bavloi, Shari, if it wasn't for the fact that people would call me the Bavli who permits things, the Bavli Shari Isuri, the Bavli who comes and permits Isurim, Sharina Beituva, I would allow a sandal Masuma even with many, many more nails in it, because the sandal HaMasuma, that the case was, the Maaseh Shari was, had many, many more nails than 5, 7, or even 13. But I'm afraid they're going to call me the Mekel guy, so Rav Chia says, I'm not going to be Matirid. No, Vakama, up to how many would Rav Chia have Matirid if they'd let him, so to say? So, Pumbadis, Amron, Esim Yabra. In Pumbadisa, they said 24, up to 24 nails in each sandal would have been allowed. And in Surah, they had two less. Surah Amrinon, Esim Yatartin, only allowed 22. How do you want to remember which one is right over here? So you remember which city he said 22 and which city he said 24. He traveled from Pumbedita to Surah while he's wearing his shoes, and two of the nails fell out. That's the cute mnemonic over here to help you remember in the city that he started from, he said 24, and the city he arrived to, he only said 22. With this, we conclude today's share. Again, we learned that today, Lili Nishmas, Jerry Rabinowitz's mother, Molly Rabinowitz, Freda Malka Basarav Yechiel Meir, her neshama should have an aliyah from our learning, along with all the other neshamas that we learned for. Have a great Shabbos.